says, "My Tanika Vos de Rabami, where is there proof here to Rabami that we're talking about our Mishnah according to Reb Lezer, where they made Maimer? Where do we see here they made Maimer?" So Mar says, "The Tanik, because it says like this." So Bikiv answered back, "Dein Shosu by Maimer, Dein Shloyosu by Maimer." So here you see, Reb Kiva is answering back to Reb Lezer. You, Reb Lezer, says a svar when they make maimer, that's called already like the husband, and you can be made for an adorim. And Reb Kiva says back, no, maimer is not kaina. Ron says, Alma Shmiya Reb Kiva to Reb Lezer, tibasa ba maimer mari. Since Reb Kiva answered back and says there's no difference whether you made maimer or not, mashma Reb Lezer was talking about when they did make maimer. That's the riot to Rabami we're talking about here, according to Reb Lezer, where one Yavam made Maimer. Inami, another proof I'll bring you, Meresha, from the Resha. Tiktoni, it says, Mishanich Nesol Rishusoi Nigmar Aloi. It says by Yavam that since you had Shachas to her before, she was Zokog Liyibam, so when you bring her into your Rishus, it's Gomar. She's called your wife. Now, what did you do to bring her into your Rishus here? We're not talking about you made Yibam. Because if you made Yibam, then nobody argues. Havad, if you made Yabim, you live with us, Havad, she's your wife completely. So that's what Reb Lezer says before Kavachaymer, that Madrich, your own wife, that you have nothing to do with her beforehand. When you Mekadisha now, you can be made for an Adorim. So by Shemeres Yavam, that even before you did something to her, but you had Shaykhis to her, there was a Zikas Yavam. But his tongue says that before you did something, she was attached to you. So now that you do something, for sure she's your, for sure she's like your wife, you could have made for an adorim. But what did you do? Vidulai kiddish, my nigmerloi. But if you did not make maimer, so what does it mean nigmerloi? So here it's a proof here, we're talking about you made maimer. That's the riot to Rabami, that the pshat from Reb Lezer and our Mishnah. That he says a shemeres yavam. Even though there are two brothers alive, that is a din hafara, it only means because one of the two made maimer. And the brother that made maimer, he's the one that's like has a kinyan with her, he's the baal. He can make the hafara. Here's so far at the Gemara. Vidloi kiddush my nigmaloi, tiv shiminei, b'shosa b'maimer. That we're talking about now, they made maimer. So this is the proof to Rabami. That avad according to Reb Lezer, the hafara works because one yovah made maimer. Now, what's this lashon of Kiva said back that he said there's no difference whether you made maimer or you didn't make maimer? Ukeshar devarim kein adarim. Like other halachis, is the same thing vilchus adarim. For the Gemara, my ukeshar devarim kein adarim. What does it mean? Other halachis are like adarim. What are other halachis? Diktoni. Omar Rav said hachiktoni. This is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say. Iyato moida shein chayovim skila kinar hamarasa. Like, aren't you? Don't you agree? Even if you make maimer with her, to yishmeres yavam, but if now somebody else lives with her, that they're not chayiv skila, it doesn't have a lach of an aram rosa. In other words, by yishmeres yavam, kol zaman the yavam doesn't make bia, doesn't make yibum, it's not called 100% your wife, and if somebody else lives with her, there's no chayiv skila. So you see, it's not called a complete kinyan kedushin. So that's what Kiva said, just like you see the kedushin is not chal, even though you made maimer. So who I did for Nadarim also, she's not called your husband. He's not the husband, he can't be Mefer. Omer Rabash Rashi says, Masnitz Namideka. For now, Mishnah also there's a proof like this. The what the Mechuve Skila Kamaisi Raya. That Reb Kiva means to bring a proof that you see she's not called your wife because there's no Chia Skila. Because it says now Mishnah, Ein Yevoma Gemura Leisha Kishem Sharusa Gemura Leisha. That's what our Mishnah says. Saran says, the Yarusa Veskila Zinsa. So that's what the Kiva and our Mishnah also meant to say. The Kiva meant to say, even if you make Maimer, but so what? Lamaisa, she's not called your wife 100%, that if somebody else lives with her now, there's no Chiv Skila. It's only on your wife, or your Mamish Mekadisha, or else by Yishmeres Yavim, where you make Bia. So Ron says, now, Linyan Aloha Kaimlon Kabikiva. We pass on a Madla Kabikiva. It doesn't make enough gemina whether there's one brother alive or two brothers alive. Now the Ran says the Alfagav of the Kaimlon Yezika, even though we pask in Yezika, before he explained the Bekiva's Thomas because we old Ein Zika. So why do we pass on the Bekiva if we pass in Yezika? He said, it's only before that we held the Svar of Bekiva because he has old Ein Zika. Once we have this last brisa, it could be Reb Kiva holds, even if he owed Yezika, still he owed he can't be Mefer. Why? Because Fafari learns you have to be a complete husband. What's called a complete husband? If somebody else lives with your wife, there's a chiyas skill involved. That's called Eshes Ish. Mashenka, she's only a Shemeres Yavam. She was your brother's wife, and your brother died. And now there's a mitzvah for you to be miyabim. Calls the man, you didn't make yibum, there's no chiyav skill if somebody else lives with her, even though you made maimer. So it could be you hold yezika, there's a kinyan here, she's your wife b'miksas, but it's not called a complete wife. She's not your wife completely, that if somebody else lives with her, there's a chiyav skill. So it could be that's the svar of Rabbi Kiva. Or therefore, she can't be mefer either. The Torah says, ishi yifarenu, v'isha, you need a husband to be mefer the nedarim. What's called a husband? A complete kinyan ishus. That if somebody else lives with her, he's chayiv misa. But in the case of yibum, even if he holds yezika, and she's attached to you, and he has some kinyanim, there could be the held malacha, that's not enough to make kinyan. Since we see it's not a complete tradition, that if somebody else lives with her, there's no chayiv misa. So we see she's not completely mikudeshes to you. So even though it could be yibum, we say yezika, and maimers yeh mixas kinyan, but I call upon him, calls the man, you're not married completely, you can't be made for her nadar. Alright, stop here. You hold daf ayin hey yomer aleph. Mishnah says, "Hoimel yishtay." Somebody says to his wife that kol hanedorim shetiduri mikan ad sheovi mimakim pleini. All the nedorim that you are going to make from the time I go away until the time I come back from that place. That's this lashon of mikan. Mikan means from the time that I'm leaving, like the Ran says. It means me'oyse shor sheitze mikan. From the time that I'm going to leave town, the yacha of him complaining until I come back, all that time, that if you make any nedarim during that time, so the husband is saying, harei hein kayamin. Yishno, I want them to be mekayim, I want them to be a good neder. That's what he's saying right now before he even heard the neder. So Gemara says, yishno lo yamaklum. He didn't say anything. The hakoma does not help. So the Ran says, harei hein kayamin lo yamaklum. We'll soon see, even Rabbi Loza, the next man, the Yom, only says it helps by Hafara, if you take away the Neder. But here, to be Mekayim the Neder, that you don't have the Svara. Since she did not make the Neder yet, the Neder was not Chal, therefore the husband cannot be Mekayim the Neder now. There's nothing there to be Mekayim to make the Neder stay. So what the husband says now means nothing. L'yom HaKlum. And later when he comes back, if he hears then that his wife made a neder, if he wants to, he could be made for the neder then. What about if the husband says now, harei hein muforin? Again, he's telling his wife that, listen, I'm going away at the end of the week and I'll be away for 2 weeks. So all the time that I'm away, any neder you make, I want it to be mufor. I'm making the afara right now. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Elezer oimer mufor. Rabbi Elezer says, yes, you could do it. The afara is called the good afara. He can make hafara now, even before the neder was made. The chachamim say no, ain't a mufar, no, the hafara doesn't help. Calls the man, the husband did not hear about the neder, or even stronger, here she did not even make the neder yet. So therefore you can't make such hafara. Hafara could only be if the neder is here already. And we hold if the husband hears about it. Even though before we had the maskana of the gemara was, even though the husband did not hear about the neder, he could be mefer. But that's our koponim after she makes the neder. But here that she did not make the neder yet, the hafara is no good. Now, Rabbi Lezer says, his svar is no, a husband could make the hafara now, for later. And Rabbi Lezer says, imhei for nedorim, she'abar l'chlal isar, in the case where the wife already made a neder, and the neder like it's chal, and then when the husband hears about it, he could be mefer, he could take away that neder. So like a tzakal b'chaymer, if the husband has the right to take away a neder that was already chal, is lo yefer nedarim shalei bo l'chlal iser? Isn't it for sure a svara that the husband, like an al mishnah, can make it tonight, like that he's making the hafara now, even before she made the neder? Like if the neder is here already, he has a right to take it away, so for sure he could do something right now to make it that the neder is not chal. So that's Rabbi Lezer's svara that the husband should be able to make the afara now, even before the neder is chal. On this, the Gemara says, Omru loy, the chachamim said back to Rabbi Lezer, True, you have a good svara, you have a good kavuchaymer, but harei weimer, the pasuk still says, isha yikimenu, v'yisha yifarenu, that the husband has the power to be mekayim the nether. When he hears that his wife made a nether, he could be mekayim and make it stay, or else he could yifarenu, he could take away the nether. So there's a hekesh, the loch of hakoma to the loch of hafara. So therefore we darshan like this, eshebo lechlal hekim, anytime the husband has the power to be mekayim the nether, that means after she made the nether, then the husband could be mekayim it, is bo lechlal hefer. The same thing, then the husband could be made for the nether. Ma'ashen kein loy bo lechlal hekim, if she did not make the nether yet, since she did not make the nether, we're saying everybody holds that he could not be mekayim that nether, like there's nothing here to be mekayim. The nether wasn't made yet. So since hakama does not help, therefore loibol lechlal hefer. Therefore, who adin, the husband cannot be made for the nether from now, even though Reb Lezer has a kal v'chomer. But the chum say back, but there's a hekeshir, there's a gzeras akosif that calls the man, the husband cannot make the hakama. Who adin, he cannot make the hafara. Even though it's a svara to say that if he has the power to take away the nether after it's already chal, for sure he could do something to it before she makes the nether, that we'll soon see in the Gemara. Either it should not be chal, or else even if it's chal, he could take it away. So it's a good kal v'chomer. But on this, the chum say back, but there's a hekesh. The pasuk says, ishi kimenu v'ishi ferenu, that the din of hakama and the din of hafara goes hand in hand. So the only time a husband could be made for the nether, if the nether was already made, that then he could even be mekayimit also. Now the Gemara says, we have a question like this. The Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah that he says, the husband could make hafara. The husband can make hafara now before the nether is even chal. He tells his wife that I want to be made for all the nedarim that you're going to make like next week. So Rebbe Eliezer holds the hafara is good. So we have a question. Meichel chalin, is it the pshat that the nether is first chal? First the nether is good. Ubetalin, and then the nether is bottle. In other words, later after the week when the wife makes the nether, so she makes the nether is chal. But then as soon as the nether is chal, the husband already before made hafara, so now the nether goes away. Oidilma maybe loichol and klal. Maybe the opposite, the nether is not chal at all. Hey, since before she even made the nether, the husband already said that he wants that nether to be mufar. He wants that nether to go away. So if he wants it to go away, maybe then the svar is like the nether is not chal at all. That's the Gemara Shaila. So Ran speaks out. The Reb Lezer mecha chal na betelim. The Reb Lezer diyama de motzi mefin adorim koidim shatidur. Mi yarmina di ersin adorim shenodru liachar afora chayla. Maybe the nether is first chal. The afora le makfa behu. The hafara can't stop it from being chal. But just once it's chal, then the hafara takes it away. On the other side is no, that the nether is not chal at all. So the Gemara says, l'maynaf kamina, what's the difference? Like, what do we care if the nether is first chal for a second, and then it goes away? Or if the nether is never starts off? What's the difference? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a difference, l'naf kamina.